A man that's known to all, a man of great renown, a man whose name is on the lips of everyone in town. You read about him every day, you heard his name, no doubt. And if he ever sneezes, they will get an extra out for Mr. Dooney, for Mr. Dooney. The greatest man the country ever knew, quite diplomatic and democratic, is Mr. Dooney, Dooney, Dooney. Napoleon had an army of 100,000 men. He marched them up the hill and then he marched them down again. When they were up, why they were up on that high feather crown. And though Napoleon marched them up, who was it called them down? It was Mr. Dooney, Mr. Dooney. He always knew a little parley boo with parley pottery and all the cockpit. Twas the Mr. Dooney, Dooney, Dooney. This country never can forget, forget, it never will. The way the boys at San Juan, they went charging up the hill. Though Teddy got the credit of that awful bloody fray, the hero who deserved it and the man who saved the day was Mr. Dooney, Mr. Dooney. Like a locomotive up the hill he flew, who drove the Spaniards back to the Spaniard. Was the Mr. Dooney, Dooney, Dooney. Of Washington, you've heard about the pale, the cherry tree. In fact, it seems to be a part of Yankee history. Who cut that tree, his father said, and George began to cry. Oh, father dear, said little George, I cannot tell a lie. But Mr. Dooney, Mr. Dooney. His father said, now, George, is it true? With meditation, was it carry nation? Oh,